which I will now read out. Okay. Gracious Father, as your saints gather at Hailee for the weekend, let them be shut away with you. Saturate their time together with shared joy at the wondrous reality of your holy presence with sinners saved by your grace. As global rebellion matures and whole nations and communities are shaped and driven by delusions, fakery, unreality, and cynical deceptions, fill your own children with an insatiable hunger for unbroken fellowship with the one who is the truth. Keep us all, O Lord, from our own clever strategies, as headlines become ever more alarming and successive waves of evil seem to mount up like high seas. Remind us constantly that it is you who stir up the mighty waters, and it is at your command that they must be still. Your sovereign rule is the great reality above all the partial realities of the world. With holy aggression, we drag our fascination away from Satan's clamoring antics. We take our thoughts captive and compel our minds to focus on the devil's nemesis, our mighty Lord Jesus. Father, let your children there at Hailee be strengthened by the joy of the Lord who flung the stars into space and gave each one a name. Help us all to laugh with you who sit enthroned forever, moved to pity by mortal blindness, but unmoved by earth's rebellion and unshaken by satanic designs. Who is a rock like our God? We know not one. Be glorified in your children, great King of the ages. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, I'll now pass on to Michael, who's got a couple of notices. Oh, there he is.
Thanks, Dave. Well, good morning, everyone. Just very brief notices. And also, funnily enough, we've got a couple of notes in the suggestion box. It's unusual, but first one says, Steve deserves a pay rise. Obviously, the first one in the box. Can't see the name. It's my... No, not Michael. It's Monica something. I don't know. Second one. Let's see if that's any better. It's a suggestion box. It's not meant to be a collection box. We've got that sorted out already. Why is a pig's tail like the 7 a.m. prayer time? It's twirly. Well, it may be twirly for you, but it's not twirly for some of us. And it was wonderful this morning. Sitting there alone to begin with, I picked up a brochure, and it had on it Proverbs 8:17: "Those who seek me early shall find me." What better advice do we need? Just one notice then this morning, and that's the prayer ministry. If at any time during the weekend you would like people to pray with you for any situation, please speak to one of the foundation's team, and we'd be privileged to do such a thing. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you slept well. It was a gorgeous morning. Last night I came down here because I'd forgotten to take Paul's sheets. So I put my clothes on again, came downstairs and got them. As I came in here, I just felt such a sense of freedom. Even last night, as you know, I know a lot of us know each other, but I think there's quite a lot of people that have never been before. And I just sensed a real, real sense of wonderful freedom in the spirit. And as I woke up this morning, I said, Lord, please just give me something for this morning. And that's what he was showing me, that there was a sort of an arc of freedom over here. And I think freedom can take two forms. We can have too much and we don't know what to do with it. Or we're in the category where we have no time because we're We're bogged down with, you know, there are times of our lives when we're raising a family, we're out to work. We've got all sorts of things that are keeping us from having that freedom. And then there are moments in our lives where we do have freedom and we wonder, what do we do with that freedom? And I just want to encourage you that the scripture that God also gave me this morning is when the sun sets you are free indeed. And I know that's to do with sin, that once, you know, the sun has set us free and we're free from the burden of sin and from the payment of sin because Jesus has taken it all. But there's a sense of being able to be who we are, who God created us to be in him. And many of us have never had that chance of being able to discover who we are. We've either been somebody's wife, somebody's mother, somebody's daughter, somebody's boss, somebody's whatever. And if it hasn't been, we've had mortgages or we've had families to bring up or whatever it is over our lives. But I just really feel that God is wanting to say that while we're here this weekend, to really seek that freedom to know who we are. And do you know the reason God has created us? The main reason that God has created us is to have fellowship with him and to be free to be who we are in him. And just take that time this weekend with, you know, with all my heart, I just feel that God wants to set you free. And God wants you to move in the freedom of who he's created you to be. And each one of us is completely different. You know, there's not one of us that is, you know, we'll have bits of each other maybe, but we're all so different. So just relax. We're all here together. You know, there are none of us that are standing up front and saying, we're in charge. We want this to be a time where we can all just feed off each other, love one another, support each other. And whatever you have to bring, bring it. And we'll have a time of worship later. And Father, we're created to worship him. And let us worship him in spirit, in truth, in whatever form. And worship, we were actually at a meeting, Jose and I, not very long, well, a couple of weeks ago. And there was it's a lovely meeting. But it was all about worshiping on a Sunday. And I wanted to get up and say, but the worship isn't about Sunday. It's our life is worship from the moment we get up in the morning to the moment we go to bed. And even during the night, we give the Lord our minds. And I very, very often wake up in the morning. That's because my mind's uncluttered. That's when God speaks to me. So it's our worship is whatever we do, whether we're cooking, whether we're teaching, whether we're sewing, whether we're cleaning, whatever we're doing. So be free to be who God's created you to be. And it might be the first time you've really found a new part of who you are and let God breathe life into it. So bless you all in his freedom today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Great. Well, freedom is a good word because that's really the theme for all our conferences. But it's great that we had an extra emphasis this morning. What I'm just going to do now, hopefully not won't take too long, is just to explain the day. So I know someone here is chomping at the bit, ready to get started here. So I won't be that long. particularly those who haven't been part of this. The whole point of the way that we structure the Foundations Conference is this concept called the freedom of the spirit. And it's just a sense of giving each of us license to do whatever the Lord leads us to do. So obviously there are set times, but the only real set times would be the teaching sessions, which obviously I would say they're compulsory. But I think, judging by last night, I think all of us are actually quite looking forward to them, because the teaching has been a little bit different to what we're used to. It was more interactive than most of us have in our churches, and I'm sure it'll be even more interactive once it gets going. So, but that's good. That sort of fits in with our style. So the freedom of spirit is about all of us finding our own way through the day, having God moments, having being in an atmosphere, and this is why we try to create this atmosphere, it's at the end of the day, it's all about God, and we can't force things to happen, but we can sort of try to unclutter things by not having the usual schedules of, you know, this talk followed by this, by giving you time for God to actually speak to you. I mean, even if it's just walking around these beautiful gardens, and you know, some people have spent in the past have just spent the whole time with someone they've never met before, just praying together, and that's fine. You don't have to do all the things that we're going to mention. Just be yourself. You've come out. I mean, in a sense, it's the sense of the Shabbat, the Sabbath. It's a sort of a ring-fenced day where the rest of the world can be sort of kept away, and you can just be you with the Lord and with each other. So that's what we're trying to do today, and that's what we're going to offer you. So I'm just going to go through all the little bits and pieces to explain what's going on. We have the quiet room. A lot of you who have been before have actually made good use of it. Now, the quiet room itself, we're given sort of two sets of rooms. We've got this room and the room next door. And then if you go out this back door through the greeny bit, and then there's this room facing you, this big sort of, it's going to be our rehearsal room. That's where the dancers will do their rehearsals. But for the quiet room, if you go in the side door, straight away as you go in, you'll see a big sign pointing you to where the quiet room is. So you should be able to find it quite easily. Now, the quiet room is a room where you can go to at any point of this day. If you think that you want to be alone, if you want to just get real with God, if God has put something on your heart that you want to deal with, you know, in the old-fashioned way, we can say, if you want to confess something, you know, confess a sin. You know, that's a word that we're not supposed to use these days. If this is something that God has put in your heart, we have a mechanism called the goldfish bowl, and you'll see it in that room, and it's basically, we have these bits of paper and some pens, and you write down on the bits of paper anything you want to unburden, you know, whatever, it could be anything you like. You stick the piece of paper in the goldfish bowl, and it dissolves. And to make sure there's a spoon to swirl it around a bit, because occasionally we do see the odd word here and there floating around. You don't have to sign your name to it, so but God knows who you are. But honestly, that has been used a lot over the last year to some, you know, fantastic results with people. So there's that. Also with communion, we feel with communion should be a personal thing. You can go in by yourself. We've got all the elements you need. We've got unleavened bread. We've got the matzah. We've got grape juice and wine, whatever, kosher wine. Don't use it too much because they want to take the rest home with them, don't you? So go on the grape juice mainly. But go as a group. You know, if there's someone you've just met and you want to take communion together, just go in there and take communion. So we have that'll be open throughout the whole conference. So that's a quiet room. We're going to have something that was already started at the back where Michael is. We have the timeline. We've had conferences where that timeline has stretched virtually around the whole room. And if you look at it, it's just a sort of a pictorial record of how the weekend has developed. So if you go there now, you can get a sense of what happened last night. And we've just started Saturday now. So if the Lord gives you any pictures, any verses, anything, you don't have to be an artist. You can see from the pictures that not all of us are roses. Right. There's a few artists here, but most of us, you know, it doesn't have to be a work of art. But just something that the Lord may put in your mind and just add to it. And then by the end, hopefully we'll have a massive one which we can look at tomorrow morning. So that's at the back. At any time you can do that. In fact, even when Paul's teaching, one of you may want to sit there and just write notes as it, you know, sort of ideas that are flowing, just to write them down or to paint them or draw them. So that's here. We've got the straight after Paul's done his talk in the morning. So he's following me. He's going to do a 45-minute talk. Then he's going to hang around, and any of you that want to carry on asking him questions as difficult as possible. Just wherever Paul is, follow him. You may want to go outside because it's lovely out there, or you may want to be in here. But I think just to keep his sanity, not more than about an hour. We don't want it to go on all morning, but just to, you know, those that still have questions as a result of the first question, we call it our sort of yeshiva thing. So that will be straight after Paul's session. In the next room, we all notice lots of craft tables run by Monica and Carol. I don't know if I should get them to explain what's going on, but it's mainly sort of drawing things. I don't know what's going on. Bookmarks, candles, lots of. The idea is that people do open up as they sort of take part in these things, and you get some good conversations going. We have settees in there, just to sit down and you can give your testimony to someone. We have this new facility called Pick a Card. You may want to try your hand at that. You'll see it on the on a low table in that next room. It's a little bag, and if you take a card out, there'll be a challenging statement or a question that you can, and it's just to stimulate conversation. And it is a bit of good fun if you're just sitting there with someone and you're not talking. Just pick a card and you'll start talking, hopefully. of course, we've got the bookstalls in there as well. At any time, they'll be open all day. Right. Outside, between here and the other block, you'll notice there's a little lectern there with a Bible on it. We tried to do sort of continuous Bible reading all day, and we've got Michael Avery running it. I think with David McDonald. I can't see any of you here. But Michael, I think is, where's Michael? Oh, there he's right in front of me. This morning, I think we're going to read through the whole book of Daniel, hopefully. And the idea is it's not Michael doing the reading. Michael's just organising it. And we need people to come along and just to do 5 or 10 minute sections. And it's fantastic, you know, reading scripture out in the open. You'll be just like John Wesley. I'm sorry, we haven't got a horse for you to sit on. but really, it is effective because, you know, other people here can maybe be drawn to us. And you never know. So just if you feel that you want to take part in that, or just to listen, there's some benches you can sit on and just listen to it. So that's the Bible reading that will be going on. Prayer walks. Got a prayer walk at 11 o'clock this morning, led by Ginny and Rosie. We probably meet here, I suppose. Meeting here. Very, very much worth going on. Lots happened with Ginny and Rosie. so they'll meet here at 11 o'clock, just for half an hour or so, because not for too long, because there's going to be some dance workshops as well. I know all the dancers haven't come yet, have they? Your mates are coming this afternoon. Yeah. But do you want to do a dance? Is the dance workshop just the afternoon or the morning as well? Or
we could do an introductory thing.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody who fancies dancing? Put your hands up.
Interactive drama.
It's not complicated. Come on, we've got to have more than two. Three, four. Yeah, all women. Come on, let's get to. Yeah, we've got one man. No. Where's David Shepherd? I'll only dance if David Shepherd dances. Right. Okay, so you've got a decent number coming. So what else are we doing? And those of you who may have brought a musical instrument along or your voice, there'll be music workshops, not sure when, this morning maybe, which will be in here. So that will be, when the yeshiva finishes, then you can do a little workshop in here. They'll be taking you through a song, probably one song maybe. And that song you'll be performing tomorrow morning. So there you go. Even if you just want to play the tambourine or something, if you just want to be part of the music group, and the more the merrier, yeah? Yeah, no barriers. If you can't sing, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Right. The other thing, the final thing, is show and tell. We've got here. We've got five. So we're starting off with David McDonald. Saw him just now. He's going to do a testimony, apparently. Rose Blandford, looking forward to that one. Oh, this is a paper that's going to be delivered at the Lausanne Convention in Berlin next week. She's delivering a paper, And we're going to get a preview of it on the life of Joseph Frey, I think, wasn't it? The man who started CMJ. So that will be at 5:40, followed by the mighty Rolf, who are going to do a jewellery sort of workshop thing, how to make your own jewellery. They'll be sort of doing a proper show and tell. So that'll be at 5:50, followed by the McCrowds doing some crazy drama they haven't written yet. So Kayla and David will be doing some drama. Now we've got a spare slot but we need a light, something fairly lightish. Oh, okay. We've got. Is it you or both of you together?
Well, no, it's me.
Okay. All right. Ginny at 6:10, followed by Marion. Marion's going to do a testimony right at the end. Yeah, you ready for that? Only 10 minutes. Yeah. This is at 6:20. And then 6:30, when that's finished, then it's time for supper. So there we go. So we've got them all now. So it's really worth coming to. We have a good laugh. So it'll be at 5:30. It starts this afternoon. Oh, we'll remind you later on. I think that's all I'm going to say. Yes? What you got?
We need your card to get into the room.
That's there. Oh, to actually get into the block. Yeah, to get into the block, you need your cards, but you've all got cards. Okay, so I'm going to leave it to Paul. Oh, he's up there already. There you go.